Аудиозапись номер 54. Section 4. Exercise 80. Listen to the lecture of an ethnographer and check your guesses. My today's lecture is devoted to lifestyles in different countries. The science that studies the customs of different peoples and cultures is called ethnography. So I'm an ethnographer. It's a very important science, especially in our modern world, where some people live similar lifestyles in absolutely culturally different places in the world. Many people believe that the lifestyle of a country is defined by the people's way of thinking. Generally, this is true for most countries I've visited, but sometimes people don't recognize this link. Definitely, in various parts of the world, people think differently because the geographical position of their country, but this connection is not that straightforward and simple. Another dimension is history. If we look at the phenomenon from a historical dimension, we will clearly see the principal division between so-called Western and Eastern countries, and we should look at the ways thinking developed in these parts of the world, and which factors influenced it most of all. I would rather say this division is not mostly about geography, but rather about philosophy. I don't think it is possible to summarize 2,500 years of thinking in a couple of sentences, but still we can make some brief generalizations. The so-called Western way of thinking is based on the works of ancient Greek philosophers, particularly Socrates. These ideas, and later Christianity, influenced Western thinking and its value system. At the same time, in the East, Chinese and Indian philosophers dominated and created a different way of seeing life. For example, of such a difference, we can say that the Western world is considered to be more rational, always trying to find the correct answer, the truth, while Eastern culture is more interested in harmony and balance. As a consequence of these differences, we can see that the Westerners are more concentrated on themselves, their individual needs, desires, rights, and problems. For people in the East, community values and social responsibility are more important. Europeans often feel this difference when they travel to Eastern countries, such as Japan. Also, it doesn't mean that we are different only because of the country we live in. There will always be differences in the ways individuals think and live. In any country, people want to be successful, happy, and even look fashionable. These are just certain generalizations we can make about various cultures.